Rock, Andy and Furness with you, Sports Radio 950 KJR. And as a Coug alum, it's always good when I can check in with one of Wazoo's finest. And I think the last time he was on Sports Radio 950 KJR here in Seattle, he was on with my buddy Jason Puckett, a fellow Coug as well. He's talking about going through the process, deciding what to do and where to come out and go to the draft. And he did go in the draft, got picked by Portland, which was a great situation, close to home. And CJ Ellaby joins us right now. A little update on how things are going down there after a big Blazer win last night. By the way, they only scored 141 points in that win over Cleveland. And CJ joins us. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. I got an off day. We've been on the road for about a week and a half, about 10 days. And we had six games, and so it was a pretty long trip, and my body's a little tired, but just kind of happy to be back in Portland.
How's the NBA treating you? I know it's as a rookie and on a, with a veteran team, you know, that your playing time's interesting. It's probably, you know, I'm sure it's not like any player. You want to play every night and play a lot every night. But when you have had opportunities, you made the most of it. You had a, I'll point this out because my producer is a Philadelphia 76ers fan. In your best game of the year, you had 15-7 in a win against Philadelphia this year. So when you've had an opportunity, you've stepped it up. But how has the first year been? What's the biggest adjustment been for you?
It's been amazing. You know, I feel the biggest key for me is that I've been learning and growing, you know, and not just physically, but mentally. And so it's my approach to the game and being a professional. I think that's the most important thing, is that transition from, like, you know, being a college student, you know, you got social life, you got school, you got to deal with all those other things. And, you know, this is my job now. And so just kind of removing all those things that I may have put on myself, you know, and just kind of putting my focus back to basketball. And to certain areas of my life that are helping me with basketball.
CJ, how challenging has it been? It sounds like for you, maybe not challenging, the fact that for the most part, NBA players, now I know with the vaccinations, it's changed a little bit. For the most part, as NBA players, you guys have been told just to kind of hunker down, right? And kind of keep to yourself and almost be in a mini bubble. But it feels like that's something that you've kind of embraced. You wanted to do that to focus in on your craft.
Yeah, well, you think the thing about it is, like, it wasn't a choice. And so, just being able to kind of have this season where it's not fans, and recently we're getting fans, but Portland in general is just, we haven't had fans, you know, other than a few family members recently. And so all the other places, you know, they're different as far as, you know, state restrictions and regulations on COVID. But just the thing about it is, it makes it so it's just us. There's not a lot of media. There's not a lot of stuff outside of us traveling, us playing ball, you know, and it's kind of like we spend a lot of time together. And especially this road trip was really fun to be around the guys for that amount of time. And just to get, you know, we're just building our relationships every trip like that. You know, when we get to spend those excess amounts of time together. So I really enjoy myself too.
Tell me, CJ, for you, who's been the biggest influence? Who's kind of helped you along the way? You got, like I mentioned, there's some veteran guys on that team. You've got one of the best players in the NBA in Damian Lillard. I mean, he's a top five guy in the league. Everything he does, CJ McCollum. You got some vets like Nurk and others out there. Carmelo. Who have been the guys that you've really kind of leaned on to learn the NBA and learn how to be a pro?
Yeah, you hear all those names you just named, and it's like, I couldn't even name one person. You know, it's just the vastness of being able to see what all these guys are doing and see how they're all different and they're all unique. And then their approaches are similar. And so I feel like I can take so much from every single one of my teammates, you know, especially the older guys and even the younger guys. You know, I feel like I'm pretty close to Nas, and just learning about him and building a relationship with him. It's fun, you know, outside of the basketball part of things. I think one of the nice things about being here is the relationships, and everybody sees them as important, you know, and I see that the closeness within the older guys, the chemistry, it's good.
What do you miss about Pullman? What do you miss about college and Wazoo? Because you made a heck of an impact in your time there in Pullman. What do you miss about it?
I miss Coach Smith, man. I miss the coaching staff. I miss my teammates and some of my friends in Pullman. And, you know, my time there was special. I had a lot of fun. So I really, you know, I miss a lot of my friends. And then I just miss the being a college kid, you know, being a college student. You know, you don't have too much to worry about. It's a stressful time in our lives, being a college student. But at that time, it's just a little more innocent. You know, you got social life. You get to have a little more fun. They're paying you basically enough to, you know, get your bills done. So it's not too much of a okay, what do I got to pay for? You know, so it's just a simpler life, in my opinion.
CJ, I saw a tweet today from your former teammate, Noah Williams, who's like you, a fellow Seattleite here and a Metro League alum, I think a Rotary a basketball alum as well, like and all that. And he said, and I love this because I, you know, for all of us alums, feels like we found a coach, you know, since Tony Bennett left. If you know, there's been this, it's been a rough few years for Wazoo basketball. And, you know, I mean, guys like you kind of putting it back on the map a little bit, but Kyle Smith feels like he's a guy that can just fit Wazoo and fit the, and players like him. And Noah had a tweet that said something like, I feel sorry for people that don't have Coach Smith as their coach, which to me speaks volumes. What is Kyle Smith like? And what do you think he's going to be able to do with Pullman?
He's genuine, you know, he's genuine. I think that's one of the most important things. And that was one of the first things that he kept it 100% honest and offered you what he felt you could offer to the team. The way he operates is very direct and it is based off of a system that, you know, he's implemented in all the schools that he's been at. And so he's just a very meticulous guy in how he operates and he has a very strong team. And so I think he's just overall a very servant and a very good leader. And he knows how to reach his players. He knows how to impact the players. He knows how to, and what he's done since he's got there is established the culture. And, you know, I felt it in the moment he got there. I felt it in the months to come. And I feel like the program has definitely shifted in the right direction, you know.
Can they win in Pullman? I mean, Tony won in Pullman. You know, Kelvin Sampson won there. George Ravling won there. It feels like Kyle can win there. Can you win a Pullman? My thought is this. I mean, I have a kid that played AU basketball, played against Rotary, played for the Kent team, and I always said if you just get one or two guys from Seattle with that Seattle attitude, you had it coming out of Cleveland. Noah's got it as well. Just that chip on the shoulder. Hey man, maybe some of the bigger schools aren't looking at me. Just give me one or two of those guys every year. Give me one or two guys from this area, and you're going to win because you're going to be able to build around that. Can he do that? Can he recruit kids from over here?
Of course, you know, and I think there's, you know, kind of maybe just the lack of knowing the east side of the state, you know, and maybe not wanting to go and venture that way. I feel like once I visited there, I didn't know what to expect. I've been to Spokane, but other than that, you know, Pullman's very different from Spokane. And, you know, Spokane's still a city. And so I know he can win in Pullman, and I just feel like it's going to take the kids to see people like, you know, players like me and Noah, who went there and found success, you know, through his system because of just the way he's, you know, the way he operates. And so I think it takes that coach. It takes Coach Smith to pull the guys that way and to make it so there's interest. And right now, you know, in my opinion, Wazoo is just in a very good place as far as how he's built that and how he's established, you know, one of the best recruiting classes in I don't know how long with the freshmen that are going to be sophomores this year. And it's just, I keep up with it, you know, and it's great to see.
Before I let you go, CJL will be playoffs are on the horizon. There's that whole 7-10 debate out there. I'm imagining for you, are you just jacked just to get to the postseason and just be a part of it, whatever role you're playing, to watch guys like Dame and try to grow from that? And it kind of feels like this Portland team's one that could really scare some people.
Yeah, you know, when we got it going, it's hard to stop us. And so I'm enjoying my role. I'm embracing my role, and I'm trying to, you know, do it to the best of my abilities. And that's just being the best team I can be and bringing energy every night, you know, on the bench. And whether that's the last 2, 3, 4 minutes of the game, regardless.
Listen, man, it's been fun watching you. And I think the career looks – it's a lot of excitement ahead, man. And I know for us up in the Northwest, hopefully we'll have an NBA team here someday that you can come up and play in a Climate Pledge Arena. But in the meantime, we'll watch you down there in Portland. You know, we love Dame Lillard because what he did to Oklahoma City a couple years ago with that dagger. So they're going to have a statue up here for him someday. But, CJ, best of luck, man. Continued success. It's great seeing you in the NBA. Great things ahead, I know. And I'll leave you with this. Go Cougs.